As I stated in the letter, these men, Mateo Cutamora, Greg Gallardo, Moses Gonzalez, and George Aguilar, are fine men. I have nothing under the sun against those men. Mateo Cutamora and Greg Gallardo are exceptional men. If it had not been the case, I would not have been so interested in them coming to the school. And may I just interject here that I recruited every one of these, and I pointed that out in the elders' meeting Tuesday night. I'm saying that if Judito, in whom I had utmost confidence, will misuse funds like that, my personal, and again I emphasize my personal position is that I will not try to raise funds for any of the rest of them. I thought that I made it very clear in the letter how much I love the Brown Trail School of Preaching. And what that school of preaching means to me, has meant to me through all these years. And that I'm very jealous about the misuse or the abuse of the school or people who support these students to come to school. And my only point was that if he is building an empire or whatever he's doing, I don't know what he's doing, and that's all I'm asking. I want to know what the situation is before I lend my support to raising money for these other men. Brother Staggers is a very dear friend, and I would not want his money used, or at least me have a part in him contributing support to somebody that's going to abuse that privilege and that honor. If the rest of the men on the School of Preaching see fit to raise support for these men, power to them. I don't care. But as far as my personal situation is concerned, and that was the motive behind that letter only, I still maintain the right to write a personal letter to whomever I please, whether it's a graduate of the School of Preaching or a prospective student or anyone else.